Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. Still watching the trailer. And I was right. I checked between episodes. Sean is Donna's husband, and Rose calls out Mum. So obviously, Rose is Donna's daughter. But yeah, I don't know how or why or in what situation. Like, is this meant to be like 19 years since we last saw Donna? I mean, it has been a while. It's not quite 19 years since the Christopher Eccleston series, so don't completely freak out. It has been quite a bit of time. Like, yeah, what was I reading one day? That the new companion was born the week that it was announced Billy Piper would be the companion? Like, so it's been a while, but not quite that while. But, you know, it's Doctor Who. Like, who knows what when he's landed in this particular time frame. Anyway, obviously, Donna has been taken in the TARDIS somehow. The Doctor looks up at the sky and there's a plane crashing and says, "Something has entered this world." And there's like some sort of purple energy with all like energy tendrils spitting out of it, looking like it's in that same kind of warehousey bit of business where the Doctor and Donna were before, where they were talking about the TARDIS trying to escape. Now, I don't know if this trailer is for all three of the 60th anniversary episodes or whether it's all from the first one, the Rachel Talalay directed episode, The Star Beast. But I would be kind of betting that we're getting a spread of episodes here, like we're getting something from all of them, or they're all completely tied up with one another and it's one big fat story that goes for three whole episodes. I mean, I love all of those ideas. I don't really care. So the Doctor goes into like, it looks like a kind of like a toy shop sort of thing, like an old shop. And there's Neil Patrick Harris, who is dressed, I hate to say it out loud, but like a toy maker. and says, "Oh, but he's recognizing me." He's got a kind of German accent for some reason. I mean, look, the toy maker has a history of cultural appropriation, so why not German? That's the one culture you can apparently appropriate, and it's fine because we've never forgiven them for their bad behavior last century. I don't think it's actually fine. Like, you know, if it's not okay for one group of people, it's not okay for another. Anyway, I know. Am I now ruining Meryl Streep's career of doing heaps of funny accents? I mean, they're not funny. They're meant to be serious. But yeah, being horrendous now. Doing an accent, is that cultural appropriation? I don't know. Like, I'm asking questions. I don't have, like, strong opinions about these things. I just want to know, you know, given the world we're in now where we're changing our ideas about what is and isn't okay with regards to the way you dress and the way you kind of do your hair and the, you know, that kind of thing, the language you use, maybe accents should be on the list. I had to do an audition the other day with a British accent, and it's filming in London. I'm like, what? Why do you want me? I am terrible at this. Anyway, I did it. I haven't heard anything, so I'm no doubt, like, the last 10 auditions I've done, I won't get it. Maybe because I don't really try very hard because I don't necessarily want to do the jobs. Anyway, like, this one's on my birthday. Like, I've got things to do. I'm gonna be turning my favorite number. That's a whole other thing. It's probably better if you listen to my Mariah Carey podcast if you don't know about that one. So, Me, I Am a Memoir. It's got lots of rude words in it and very adult concepts. And at the moment, we're watching Jennifer Lopez. We're watching Mariah Carey on television, and then we're listening to another Jennifer Lopez album. It's a whole thing. I haven't really enjoyed many of the Jennifer Lopez albums, I gotta say. And I wonder why it's taken me nearly an entire week to get through a 2 minute trailer. I was gonna say 2 minutes and 37 seconds, but I'm fairly sure 37 seconds of it is David Tennant asking me to like and subscribe. Anyway, Neil Patrick Harris says he's recognizing me, and the doctor does look like he's recognizing him, but the doctor's hair is also very high. It looks like a badger has taken up residence on his scalp. Why? His hair was never this big. Like, what is this? It's too much. Donna's in the background, also in the toy shop. And she asks, who is he? And then there's, like, a great big drill that goes into the earth. And there's the voice is the one who waits. And then there's the ground is all getting torn up, and then we're in London. Oh, the ground's getting torn up all over London. Like, so that drill is kind of like going throughout the whole city. That's not great. And then there's open fire. And is that Neil Patrick Harris in, like, it looks like he's wearing a suit of, you know, the at Christmas, they... Listen to me. They do this thing at Christmas. You know, the steadfast tin soldiers. What are they called? You know, like that kind of military outfit. What is that? Oh, the Nutcracker. You know, those soldiers, the Nutcracker soldiers. Why was the Nutcracker evading my mind when it is, you know, ripe with innuendo? You'd think that kind of word would be just on the tip of my tongues all the time. My tongues, because I've got more than one. Oh, dear. I can't speak English. This podcast is a mess. Anyway, there's an open fire. It's Kate Stewart saying open fire. There's an explosion in the hallway and the doctor yelling, why does it have to be like this? He's very upset. Obviously, we've gone to full Russell T. Davis, high drama, high stakes. It's all going to happen. Why does it have to be like this? It's probably going to be one of those moments where, like, 18 people will die unless the doctor sacrifices himself. Or maybe this is where he regenerates. Then he's looking quite stricken and looks up and sees Neil Patrick Harris holding on to marionettes with, like, the sky churning above him like clouds. And the, like, he's obviously manipulating marionettes that are, you know, human size. Like, if the doctor looks up and sees that, unless they're unrelated scenes, but I don't think they are. But yeah, you know, the little crossbars that have the strings that you hold the marionettes from. It's very exciting. Now I feel like it's going to be like an episode of the Thunderbirds. Super Marionation. I loved that. You know, they used to operate the mouth like electronically, like the sound went down one of the cables and whatever sound it made, made the mouth go up and down. And like that was in the 60s. That was quite advanced. Then the doctor's yelling and banging on a wall. He's angry. Then we're at the unit thing and we hear a voice saying, "Your fight is with me." And Neil Patrick Harris is dressed as like a World War One pilot, and is operating what looks like a comedically large lasery thing, but sort of steampunky. Oh, the doctor's yelling, "Your fight is with me." And then Donna is putting her hands up. Then it goes black again and it's silent. And the doctor says, "I don't know if I can save your life this time." And Donna looks at him like, "Yeah, whatever." You say that all the time. And then the TARDIS has turned up somewhere very quickly. Maybe that's the scene where it's escaping because it looks like those same walls. And then we've got, I'm guessing these are UNIT soldiers shooting at the Roth warriors, the Doctor and Donna running down a corridor. Neil Patrick Harris in what looks like, I think this is in the Steadfast Tin Soldier outfit. What is it called? Like just the military outfit. And he's lying in a bed of rose petals and throwing them up and saying worldwide premiere. And then he's standing on a stage, like one of those little puppet theater stages. I wonder if this is meant to be Omega. Here's a theory. Remember when Omega was watching the puppet theater in Amsterdam in Ark of Infinity? And now he's just totally gotten into puppet theaters. And then we hear the regeneration noise and see Shuti Gatwa open his eyes. And I have reached the end of the trailer at the end of the week. I honestly thought it was going to take me till next week, but I managed it. All right, back next week with more. Tell me what you thought of the trailer. I need to know.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.